The Rigor Gambling Feed is back every Monday. Join myself, Joe House, Raheem Palmer, and John Deschepsy for East Coast Bias Sunday's action recap and our favorite bets for Monday Night Football.
Then on Tuesday, we got the Roster Diamond Show, where I'll break down everything you need to know in the betting world. Plus, the East Coast Bias Boys will be back on Thursday to help you get your betting card sorted ahead of all the NFL action.
And then on Fridays, it's me back with Warren Sharp, deep diving into the analytics.
So be sure to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
All right, then. I was going to say it's a Monday episode, but I guess it's a Thursday. Let's go. What are we doing? What are we talking about? Carry the show, bud. This is a Jesse-heavy show. I'm excited for it.
What are you... Okay, first off, guys, welcome to the show. Thank you so much, Thursday.
Happy to be here.
You seemed a little put off right before we started recording. It's like you came out of nowhere with your little toot, and I didn't know what you were... What to expect.
I hate the numbers. We're good. I'm excited to talk show, though. Happy to show. Another panini hit.
Let's talk about the baby. How's it? Everything going good before we get into the show?
WWE.
We got a lot of chops. We got a lot of things to talk about. But before we do, here's the thing. I posted a thing recently about the Lorcana giveaway. I was just going to give away one of these first booster box things. And the comments were overwhelmingly, I asked, what do people like about the show? And they said the banter, the back and forth.
Getting a lot of it today.
Yeah. You guys are in for a treat. All right. Well,
why don't you stop talking and they stop listening?
Boom. I'm going to throw some jokes in throughout the show just to liven things up.
Lighten it up. Yep.
And we're going to talk about some more serious topics, though.
I'll insult things as we go.
You will?
Yes. That is my vow.
Do you promise to make a comment about my fingers and or overall sweatiness at some point?
I've already commented about the cesspool of just wet that is your armpits.
You know I cannot help that. It's a glandular problem.
Came in today. Jesse goes, I'm actually a little cold. I was like, your armpits tell a different story, sir. This room smells like a locker room. I've noticed that.
So. It does not smell like a locker room.
Not mad.
I am a clean person,
sir. We are not mad. We're just upset.
Okay.
We do need to hit the panini thing first. This broke yesterday. WWE. You are actually more prepped to talk, so I'm going to let you talk about this.
Big picture.
I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to let you speak on here and not interrupt. So,
I mean, there's really not a whole lot to talk about other than if we are witnessing at this moment the last death throes of panini. I mean, like, I hate to see it.
Death throw? Death blow?
No, it's a old saying. I don't know. I can look it up later, but I'm pretty positive I use it the right way. Define death row.
Keep talking. I'll define it.
You look it up. Anyways, the overall thought is what else can be done other than NBA being taken away. So there is going to be, I guess, a lot of rumors, a lot of talk, but there's not going to be anything consistent, anything true, unless we hear it direct from Panini and or a credible source. That being said, WWE has decided they no longer want to work with them. But this decision was made like 2 weeks ago, apparently. This was not something that just happened yesterday, even though that's when the news broke. But Panini is, I guess, suing them. And then WWE is also going to come back and counter. So it looks like, again, another very similar situation to what's going on with the NFLPA. But the same reasoning applies to this story as it did with the NFLPA. The reason WWE is pulling out is because of breach of contract. Now, what does breach of contract mean? That's where some of those questions start to come in. But I believe, I want to say it was either Darren Revelle or maybe Paul Lesko, when we talked with them about some of these issues recently, that one of them may have mentioned that one of the reasons for breach of contract was because some of the top brass Correct. Moved away from Panini over to Fanatics, which could be, you know, built into the contract. Like, hey, if the top management moves, we have the right to go somewhere else. If that's the case, then yeah, that would be a reason. But that also, especially, I think Panini's case has been even more solidified for a lawsuit against NFLPA and now against WWE, but mainly against Fanatics, because they can say, hey, not only was, you know, Fanatics behind all this, whether or not that's true or not, I'm just saying this is what Panini could do, is go and say Fanatics was behind this to take our top people so that they could then break contracts throughout all the other ones that we had already made deals with. That is my theory. That's definitely, who knows what the truth is. But at this point, it's not looking great, because we have basketball. That's the biggest thing. Of course, Panini still has, by for the way, sure.
And football's still coming out. Every week we've exactly. still had a release.
And they're still releasing WWE cards, despite the fact that the WWE says, no, don't do it. They are saying, like, hey, we have the right and we have enough. We feel like we have enough information on our side that says we're going to win a lawsuit or any arbitration or whatever the case may be that will justify us continuing to sell those products. So at this point in time, we are a waiting game again. I mean, like, but it sucks. I honestly, it sucks, because I feel like these big drama stories have done nothing for, I guess, the overall, like, I hate to say it, like a negativity versus positivity type of thing, but I don't know. To hear about mom and dad fighting, no one wants to see that. Mom and dad being Fanatics and Panini, that in this case.
The violent movements and noises that are sometimes made by a person who is about to die. Example, the opera ends with the hero in his death throes. Now, here's what's interesting. You know how you spell this? Two words, by the way.
Okay.
Death throes. You know how they spell throes?
How?
T-H-R-O-E-S. So not like throws, like I like he throws a knife at his friend.
I knew I used it right, but I did not know any of that other information. Thank you so much.
This was a Britannica dictionary definition.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm using Britannica words. That's my bad. That's my bad. I apologize.
I don't understand why it's not a W.
I watch a lot of Jeopardy. I can't help that I'm just
you never beat
really...
me at Jeopardy. You may watch it a lot.
What's funny is, like, I get words like that right, but then I'll get words like government wrong. I don't know. I couldn't even
take
think.
Is take a 9-second pause and think of an English. It's like when Swanson's typing the keyboard. You just can't anywhere.
Just yep. No. So that's what's going on with WWE. Mike, do you have any additional thoughts? I mean,
this is the only, I'll be honest with you. The only thing I think, I don't care about wrestling cards. I never have. I'm sorry to people who do. I don't have no insight.
Obviously they're doing well. They're one of the only things that have been up this year as far as like sales go. So
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a viable market.
Sure.
I'm not interested in it, so I don't talk about it much. The overall, the bigger point here, we see another, you know, potential licensing move by Fanatics. I like what I've seen from Fanatics in general so far. I don't like the potential of a world with no competition. I don't think that's good for anybody. Overall, larger point, though, I think you were starting to hint on this, and this has to do with the poll I put up. And it's basically like, you know why we don't spend more time talking about this and other hobby drama? I don't think people care. We get in such this freaking bubble as content guys. The card porn story was such a great example. The amount of people who are still talking about that, and it's like, anybody not, it's because of all two things. Number one, the vast majority of people in the hobby do not know what that is. Yeah, if you ask people who card porn, no one does. If you live in the content world, of course, it was a major story. We talked about it too. But there's a reason we don't talk about it. It's not because we're trying to avoid negativity, or because the other theory is people aren't talking about the card porn story because all these companies are linked to it. Well, then who are the companies linked to it? Like,
how do you get linked to
it? Well, here's the thing. At some point, can we just see some actual freaking evidence of this stuff? The other reason we don't talk about it is our audience doesn't care.
I think that's what people don't understand.
It's like 80% of our freaking audience was like, I don't care, or I just want content to be entertained.
I think people don't understand that we're very fortunate in the sense of this podcast is not just like in the world of sports cards and sports cards media, but this go, we are, because we're part of the Ringer Network, we are in a much larger just sports arena. And that means they're the casual fans. They're the ones that only like cards because they collected as a kid and they care nothing about all other media types.
No.
And maybe it is, I mean, I'm not going to say it's because of us. They like our content, how we do it, but maybe it is. But no matter what it is, we do know from feedback is that there are a lot of guys who care nothing of what else is going on in the hobby.
I don't blame them. Like, I've never once had a guy say, I'm not buying a card at a show, or I'm not grading a card, I'm not ripping a box because of this XYZ drama story that just happened.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't need to be reported on. It does. Not by us. I don't care. We're going to talk about the headlines of most of this stuff. We're not going to do a 3-hour frigging deposition here on the Juan Garcias of the world. I'm glad other people do. We'll talk about it when the story comes out. We'll take our victory laps and tap dance on his grave. Happy to do so. And if it comes out that legit companies in the hobby were somehow tied in a business relationship to him, sure, we'll talk about it. But this thought that everybody in the hobby is like riveted by this information, I don't think is real. I also don't think most people who put out content are entertaining. They just talk about crap that is super engaging for content guys, and it's a totally separate world. No one really cares. I'm sorry. It's probably an oversimplification. But it is so true. Even this stuff, you know what most people think about this? Can I buy wrestling cards next year?
Yeah, where can I get my cards?
I can get wrestling cards? Cool. Yeah. I don't care who makes them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing that's going to be absolutely the universal truth here. People crap all over Panini right now. They have done it for the last few years since they've been exclusive. Before that, people crapped all over Tops and all over Upper Deck. Everything is always fantastic once it's gone.
Yes.
Tops Chrome and Tops Finest, all this stuff, all these old basketball football products are now the greatest thing that's ever been around in the history of sports cards. At the time, nobody freaking cared. It was just like any other product and everybody crapped on Tops. Now Panini's running with it. Everything Panini's terrible. It's just... This is the cycle we live in. Everything is always greener, and like we look back in this nostalgic view. You know, at the end of the day, can we still buy sports cards? Yes, cool. Like, you don't want to get scammed by somebody? Use your head when you're buying something. The other thing with some of these stories is, I'll be honest, I don't think it really matters to most people that a six-figure Michael Jordan jersey was fakely authenticated and trying to be passed off by some moron who lives on some worthless island in some freaking anonymous Instagram account.
Whoa, I don't think. I love Australia. You cannot say, you need to backtrack.
Australia is great. If anybody needs to be attacked by a great white, though, just line that, just throw, you remember Lady Gaga years ago wore the meat suit?
I do, yeah.
Throw that on that idiot, throw him in the ocean. I'll report on that.
Okay,
Aside from that, none of these things affect the hobby. There's not a voice in the hobby that has that much of an effect. I think we're one of the bigger ones. I don't think we have that much of an effect.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why when a real influencer came into the space very momentarily, we saw a massive spike. Gary Vee. I hate that he came in. I hate that he crapped all over the hobby like he did, the way he did it and exited. I think it was terrible, all the pumping he did. But that's what a real influencer looks like, a guy like that, when he brings in tons of people who blindly follow.
I think that has been cleared up. He did not crap over the hobby. You've gotten heated, and that's okay. Some of these comments aren't 100%.
Inadvertently, but I think he did.
I think at this point, though, you're exactly right. As far as like the vast majority, hopefully, does not care. If they do care, they care enough to get the highlights and then they move on.
And then make fun of Jesse. Panini's getting sold. Cool. Make fun of the kids' fingers. Fine. That's why people listen.
They could laugh at other things, not just personal insults. You know, that's just my opinion.
Talk about his heart. Okay. Over under on age and when he dies. Fine.
No one posts that. I don't want to see it. You will be banned from whatever account that is.
I'll make him an admin.
Don't you dare.
Yep, make him an admin.
So there you go. There's your news. We'll find it. We'll give you more details as we find it. There was one question about UFC, if that is affected as well. But that's it looks to be a totally separate contract.
Same ownership company, though. That's why people were asking. The next question was, does NBA follow suit?
Yeah.
I will have the same response when those things happen.
Unless we get additional detail. Yeah, there's really, I mean, we're following along with you and Darren Revelle and whoever else is breaking the news. But
even that, by the way, talk about the only guy in this industry who has real sources.
Yeah, Ravel, he's actually a reporter.
Ravel breaks every one of these stories.
I love to be a source for hobby news, but I don't think we'll ever be the one that will be the official breaker of news. There will be times where we can break news, but yeah, I rely on guys like him who actually know people, have contacts.
And I don't think it's guys like him. I think it's literally just him.
Yeah.
Yep, which
until
is fine.
We find someone else. Yeah, I guess so. So there you go. There's your big news that happened over the last couple of days. There was the post that you had made. I did find it interesting just because the majority of that poll that Mike made, a poll that basically was asking the question, if you are swayed by people's opinions. I do appreciate that the majority said occasionally, but it's just entertainment. And then the vast majority said not at all. Just love the cardboard. There are very, very few that said pay close attention. So that's not just our opinion. That's obviously coming from you guys, from the Facebook group. So there was another poll that was posted. I wanted to get a little more information on this because I saw someone, again, we referenced the Facebook post so much because Facebook group, because there's now 105,000 members. Thank you guys very much. That's amazing. But it's such a good place to get a pulse on a number of different topics. In this case, there was someone who made a post about sales being so terrible. As eBay, of recently,
real slow.
Well, they didn't specifically go into eBay. Well, they said eBay, but they were making it more of a general statement on the hobby itself. But I started noticing through the comments, because this got tons of traffic, hundreds of comments, and I started seeing a lot of them were referencing eBay specifically, but other places that they were seeing good, if not better than normal sales. So I put out a poll this morning just asking, is this your case? Is this your experience? Have you seen anything like this? And the vast majority say that it seems slower on eBay and or no change. About a quarter of people said seems slower everywhere. But I think it was, 75% said either only on eBay or no change. So I don't know what that means exactly, because there's been a number of people commenting on the algorithm changing with eBay. If you wanted to get into real conspiracy theory world, I did have this little thought. You know how we saw eBay Live for a little bit, like how they were going to be a breaking platform, just like Fanatics and whatnot, and all that
gone away.
So I don't know. This is where the theory, weird, obviously not true, wild conspiracy theory comes from. The thought to me is like, oh, they realize maybe that wasn't viable or wasn't going to make it, and they are trying to push down that side of things. That's a stupid theory. It doesn't even make sense, because why would they throw away money? But I can't think of a really good reason as to why all of a sudden there's some accounts, because multiple people have said that, oh, well, if I post multiple cards a day for sale, I get more traffic. Or when I called eBay about this specific issue, he said he used to have very consistent sale, big seller. He said he went 3 days with absolutely no sales. Then he calls eBay and within the same day has 6 sales.
Oh, this was Vaughn too. I know Vaughn.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So yeah, reputable guy.
Yeah, and so it's just like, I don't know. It seems very interesting that people are pointing this out. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe we're reading into it. I'm sure that's a big part of it. But the fact is that there's a lot of people who are noticing something similar as far as eBay algorithms changing for them as sellers. So, but I think what most people are agreeing on is that it's a great opportunity for buyers. So, they're loss, your gain.
I agree. I hadn't thought about the eBay Live connection, but it is funny because like TikTok has gone absolutely crazy live streaming.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Whatnot's still massive. Fanatics Live is still. It is weird that eBay has like slowed down so much.
Yeah. So I don't know what the deal is there. It's just interesting to think about what their role is in the hobby right now.
Is that Seinfeld?
No, I appreciate it. It was really.
There's your banter. And we're done today.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
You had a comment on here about baseball releases. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, this actually ties in with what you were just saying about things getting slow. you look at the last month of product, it's been crazy busy the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
All sports, by the way, even like Mosaic coming out for basketball, football, Flawless obviously coming out yesterday, and baseball has just been coming out major release after major release. I think that's the other reason we've seen kind of a slowdown in breaking and wax sales, because at some point people like hit their limit. Okay, yeah. There's every single week there's a big release, which is a good thing, because next week, I don't think there's any big baseball releases next week. The next one isn't for 13 days, Topps Gilded, which is going to be a big product. I already looked. There's not. So I think that's the same thing. Like, I don't think there's like this, some, the world is ending. I don't think the market is crashing. And yes, it's to my benefit that the market doesn't crash, by the way, because anytime you say it's not going to crash, these guys are propping it up. Plenty of stupid people in the world still. I'm very bitter today about dumb people. Just very worked up idiots. At some point, though, she's like, hey, we've been buying like crazy every single week, a new release. And now, okay, let's slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
That is kind of, I think we're seeing the same exact thing with singles.
We've talked about this before, but I think it's been a little bit, and it kind of plays into the exact topic. It's cyclical, right? The market is the
real sick of your dictionary definitions today.
Cyclical is not.
Shut your mouth when you're talking.
You be nice, mister.
I can't yell at my kid or wife. I got to yell at somebody.
Would you yell at your kid?
He's
a baby, bro. Dude, you are going to be a yeller.
All these rules,
and he's going to come. He's going to call me. He's like, Uncle Jesse, dad's being, he's being mean to me again. And I'm going
to
be like,
this kind of lends itself to the thought of over under on your age. He is going to be old enough to know how to use a phone. I like that. So you're saying over, for me. You wanted banter.
You're a bad person.
Did you? Yes or no? Answer this question. You know, I don't need you to go on a filibuster. There's your word. Did you or did you not say you wanted more banter and me to be a little more involved?
I said that.
All right. There's your banter. Words.
Say something else. You know what? This is my fault, and I'm taking the blame. It's cyclical. The market is cyclical, and we are seeing ebbs and flows, high times, low times. I think that we are seeing that in product as well. There is a big lull for basketball right now, which
basketball is dead, by the way.
That's kind of my thinking. Ooh. Is like, okay, that is a dead space. Is this like, we always talk about different cards, different spaces to invest in. I was looking at football stuff and I started thinking like, you've got to be familiar, Gardner Minshew. Mm-hmm. So his card prices just spiked because Anthony Richardson is out or looking to be out.
I texted Simmons about this. I said 2 years ago, you know, one of his first times on the show, he was ranting about Gardner Minshew.
Like good or bad?
Mm-hmm. Like okay. This guy's going to be the guy. Long shot.
So I just started thinking, okay, well, Gardner Minshew, obviously there were guys who had him. They had him ready to sell. What made them, you know, be ready? And I just pulled a list of all backup QBs. This is like a secondary investment list of like, hey, these are my quick flips. I'm going to go buy all these guys and just be ready to post as soon as, you know, you see you're watching any game and the quarterback gets injured. Honestly, it's not a terrible idea, but it's a idea that flows throughout every part of this hobby. And that's now basketball's dead. Why don't we go after that? Baseball is oversold. I don't want to go in there. I'm going to get out of there for right now. I don't know. It's just, but that's what it is in this moment. In a couple of weeks, in a month or so, you're going to see it, you know, start to change drastically. I say all that to say, yeah, maybe I'm looking at some backup quarterbacks right now. Not a big deal.
Who are you thinking about buying?
I have a whole list right here. Okay. I am looking at Marcus Mariota.
For Atlanta? Is he still with Atlanta? Where is he?
No, I don't.
Raiders?
Actually, let me just make sure.
I'll tell you, looking at him real hard.
Eagles. In case something happened with Jalen.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you don't have a little comment there.
Oh, I think just it's surprising. Stupid, yeah.
No, yep. I see that.
Next. I'm just trying to think, what have you seen from Marcus Mariota that in any world thinks this guy is going to come in and play good?
Marcus Mariota has had his time. He has done decently at different points in his career. It just stands to reason. Maybe there's a shot there. Okay. Why Gardner Minshew? You thought that was,
given us flashes before. Sure. And he's playing behind Anthony Richardson, Jalen Hurts. Okay, good. That's fine. Over one.
I'm not saying
I'm happy for you. What's the next one?
You're not going to like it. I can say anything that you're going to not.
It couldn't be worse than Marcus Mariota. You're going to buy Andrew Luck next? I mean, what are we doing? Who's next?
I mean, Zach Wilson was that position. And obviously, sure. Like, we've seen his pricing go crazy.
Fine. Again. No problem.
there's a Malik Willis. There are a lot of people who are saying Malik Willis has done better and transformed from his first season.
Who's saying this?
I just saw it on a report. We were watching ESPN, or I don't know. It was a commentator during halftime was making some comments about it. That's all. Okay. I thought it was interesting.
I take back my whole commentary about people not being easily influenced and dumb. It's a commentator at a freaking football game is like, you know what? Malik was transformed.
Oh my God.
It's fine.
It's not to say it's a guarantee. It's just giving ideas of other thoughts.
I will say this. I don't hate that one as much, although I don't think he knows how to play football at all from what I've seen. But Tannehill is older and he's looked like garbage for the most part.
Exactly. I mean,
I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I'm okay with that one. Much better than Mariota.
What do you think about Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Darnold?
Here's the problem.
Go.
Teddy Bridgewater's been in the league for years at this point, no matter what he does.
That's why,
we know what he is. Like, okay. There's no, and no one's going to see him have a great game. Like, you know what? Maybe Zach Wilson is still young enough where it's like, oh, you know what? Yeah. Even Gardner Minshew and Malik Willis 1 year in the league. Who's the other guy?
Sam Darnold. You know what?
Is he from the Niners?
He is. Yeah. We should go through each of these.
I don't talk about him. I'll be honest. I don't hate that either because if an injury happens, that's a great team.
He has hobby relevance to some degree.
A little bit. And again, that's an awesome team. I'm okay with that. Might be the best one. I wouldn't buy any of these guys. If I had a gun to my head though and had to, I'd go Sam Darnold so far of everybody you've mentioned.
Put a gun to your head. Fine. Let's go. Stop saying things like that.
More sleep, I'll tell you that.
Jacoby Brissett.
No.
No? Okay. No. Andy Dalton.
God. Okay. Here's the thing. This is one of my biggest fears. Theo in certain lighting has red hair. Andy Dalton, a known ginger. I don't trust him. Are you allowed to discriminate because of hair color? I know you can't on a lot of other things. What about hair color?
Here's the Carlos, problem. The problem comes when you have to determine what you can discriminate on.
Carlos,
when you're asking the question, Carlos, am I allowed to discriminate on that reason?
On hair? I know I can't ask your age or like anything else.
God.
Hair color? Can we discriminate because of that? I don't trust redheads.
I have no idea, but I would just go with the safe answer of probably not a good idea.
Thank you.
Not a good idea to trust red gingers.
That's one of Carlos's concerns.
My father-in-law, noted redhead. I trust him. He doesn't play football.
But he doesn't play football. Exactly.
Theo's hair is darkening every day, thankfully. Gained 6 ounces in his 2-week checkup, by the way.
Finally, we're hearing a little Theo talk, a little Teddy talk.
Only grew a quarter of an inch, though.
I mean, 20 inches. How much does a quarter of an inch in 2 weeks? That seems decent.
Don't patronize me. Who's the next quarterback?
Taylor. Oh, is it
Swift?
Heineke?
Nah, we're good.
Okay.
Because Howell's killing it anyways.
Tyler Huntley.
His first name is not Tyler, I don't think.
According to this, it is.
The Ravens?
Yeah, for the Ravens.
He actually, I don't think so, but he's come in. He played in that playoff game for them. I think it was last year, but I think Lamar's is back. So I'm good. I don't trust him.
How many years ago? Because he's only 25. Interesting.
Yeah, last year.
He was drafted last year.
No, not drafted, but he came in. Lamar was injured at the end of the year. I believe Huntley started that playoff game for the Ravens last year.
That sounds right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Giants.
It sounds right, but is it right?
Giants, Tyrod Taylor.
No. Taylor's been in the league for 10 years now. 8 years, no.
Okay.
We're good. And the team's crap.
I wonder who their third one is. Danny Dimes can't be around forever.
He's young.
No. Danny Dimes? No, because he's
drafted in 19.
Are you sure about this?
I'm just maybe 18, but I'm going to say he was drafted in 2019. I always get him and Sam Darnold confused.
Because he doesn't have any like real hobby love. And I thought...
Because he's been crap for 2.5. He had a big spike at the end of last year.
He was decent.
At the end of last year, he had a big spike and they got blown out.
Okay.
Yeah, it crushed him. And now he's
Wow. He's so, the fact that he is so young, I would have thought he'd have much more hobby relevance than he does.
He came in after, super expensive though.
Oh, okay.
Dropped off quick. It's hard to regain that.
Okay. Jameis Winston.
Famous Jameis. Where is he? Is he in New Orleans?
Saints. Yep.
Yeah. Derek Carr, you just paid him. I think they're probably sticking.
Were not happy with Derek Carr's performance in this last game.
He's 2-0. What were they not happy about?
Yeah, but apparently,
let him do a win at the end.
I'm just saying that was the overall remarks on ESPN Instagram page.
Instagram page. Made a comment.
Mitch Trubisky.
No, Biscuit is garbage.
Isn't Kenny Pickett injured or he's got some kind of, I think, a calf injury or something like that.
His shoulder. You're thinking of a shoulder. Calf.
Yeah, that's what it was. Burrow, that's a good point. Who's Burrow's backup then? Burrow, I think he's like the last on this list, I believe. Yeah. Who's Jake Browning? And he did. Okay.
I think he works for Spotify.
All right. So there's
Carlos, is Jake Browning filling in for you next week to produce?
No.
Is that the guy?
All right. Rams.
Oh, we don't have to. We're okay. Yeah, we're good.
All right. There.
Overall, though, I see your point. I guess if I'm going to do this, a couple requirements for me. Number one, age. I'm not going to do it based on injury.
Okay.
Like your play with Philly, Jalen would have to get hurt. I don't like that. I would rather focus on a guy like a Tannehill. This guy is just old and mediocre. Yeah,
just not playing up to par.
That's like a Jimmy G in Vegas, like a Derek Carr in New Orleans. If he struggles, you move on. So that would be number one. The starter would have to be aging and very mediocre. Number two, the actual backup drafted with 2019 or more recent.
Okay.
Not going any further back than even 2019. I don't love. I'm not going any further back than that because there comes a point where they're so forgotten it doesn't matter. Jared Goff is an above average starter in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
No love. 2016 guy. It's never going to reclaim it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the ceiling to do it, and he just becomes so forgotten it doesn't matter.
Here's a question for you. When does Levis get an opportunity?
You're all about Malik Willis. What'd your halftime guy say about Levis?
That's what I mean. Like, obviously, you've got Malik as in the secondary position.
Is he? I don't even know. Is he listed as the backup?
Yeah.
He is. I didn't know.
Well, this was from 2 weeks ago. At least he was as of 2 weeks ago. But yeah. That's my question. I would love to see Will Levis just play a little bit, but yeah. All right. Before we, there's another thing I wanted to get into before we get to mailbag, but, before we did, I did want to mention the PWCC weekly, basically the weekly auction is something that we've been talking about the last few weeks. I currently have, I honestly, I'm okay if I win all of these, but I'm going to pay the price.
Here comes the advance talk.
No.
Mike, no, not a big deal.
Shut.
Show's going well.
You are not my boss. You cannot do that.
No, I'm cutting the checks. I'm not saying you're your boss. It's just that's how the company's formed.
We did that for tax reasons,
the minivan's in the shop. Things are tight. You Ubered here.
Minivans. If money was so tight, how would I Uber, bro? Uber's like $10. You can afford
$10? Oh boy, that's not a great sign there. Okay.
So I have a goal right now. I have a project I'm working on.
Don't go broke. Don't die, don't go broke. What's the other project? Third project though.
I was at your house for hours holding that child while your wife slept and you napped, and this is the thanks I get.
That's a gift to you. You love kids.
That was
a
win-win, though. Yeah. I actually did enjoy that.
Are you announcing you're having a kid here?
You know how that works. I have to lose at least at least 50 pounds, and we have to get picked up for season 4.
No kids in your future.
No kids.
I didn't know there was a weight contingency there. I knew the job thing.
That is.
Hey, Simmons, you're literally ruining his family life. If you re-sign us, Jesse will have a kid.
Stop threatening him.
I didn't know there was a weight thing. Is that real?
It's a personal thing. Okay. I've still been going to the gym. If anybody is curious about how Jesse's health is actually doing, I've been going to the gym since December twice a week. I have gained weight.
Good.
There was a time where I was actually down. I've gained a lot of muscle though. I feel much better. My overall resting heart rate is down. Blood pressure is doing much better. However, just my diet has not been as great because I think I've kind of taken for granted. Oh, I'm working out. I don't have to do as much. All that being said, I would like to actually focus on diet and lose some weight to match the defining muscles that I have right now. So there you go. I'm not going to die, Mike, despite your wishes.
No, not my wish. I hope you don't. I just,
you're a betting man. And that's just the way the numbers are.
I play the numbers. How many old giants do you know? Billy Crystal. My Giant.
Ugh, underrated movie. We're going back to PWCC
George
Marketplace.
Mirazan. Okay, do the marketplace. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right, so
it's not
a what to buy. This is what I am buying. This is, you can do as you wish. I love going through actually because there's so many cheap cards at this moment. But I am specifically looking over older stuff, more vintage stuff, because I'm going to do a gift thing for my family. Basically, I started thinking about, someone asked in the mailbag today, what can we do to help you guys, you know, just out of the kindness of their heart. I thought that's such a nice, positive, like really encouraging comment to hear. Like no one trying to get anything for it. They just wanted to help us. I started thinking, what can I do? What can we all do to kind of like just continue to help the hobby grow if there is a slow period, like some claim there could be. My thought is, well, if you want to get other people involved, and they don't have any, they haven't had any real interest before, I'm just going to start giving them cards. I'm going to buy as gifts some of these cards of people or things that they appreciate. And I went specifically to PWCC under non-sports and went back as far as it would go, as far as, because you can see based on the year the card came out. And I have a number of Beatles, Elvis Presley, auto Chevy Chase in his, I guess in character as Griswold, Run DMC. There is a Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker card that I am highest bidder on. These are all the ones I'm highest bidder on. I've already been outbid on. I have a Tesla card from like 1918, but my Abraham Lincoln, and Ulysses S. Grant card from 1904, I'm still highest bidder on. I'm doing much better this week. I'm also setting a better high max on all these, so I hopefully win a good majority of them. But like the Elvis, thinking about going to my granny, Beatles go to my dad. Also the Star Wars might go to my dad. Actually, I'm kind of thinking a couple of them might go to a couple of people. I'm not sure who my mom gets. There's a few different ones for different people. I just thought it would be cool because every single one of those cards I just mentioned, other than the Tesla one, all $50 or less. I mean, at this point in time, there's still a few more days on these auctions. So if you guys are interested in doing something similar, you know, that's what you can do for the hobby, I guess. But that's what I'm doing, and I am having a great time doing it. Mike, you got back from the bathroom?
Do you know the batteries in the thermostat are dead?
I saw that. I didn't know that thermostat required batteries.
My first thought. Who does this? Do we have batteries here?
That's the, I guess we could talk to the landlord.
Do we have batteries here?
The tenant. Yeah, no, we'll find some. We'll figure it out.
Because the air's not running.
Because I turned the air down. It was running up until I turned it down. We're good. Everything's good, bud.
Poor decision.
Anyways, that's the weekly view. Mike, are you looking at anything on there? Are you actually wanting to? Because you were talking about how it's a great buying opportunity right now. So
fun fact.
Go.
Ken Griffey is one of my favorite juniors. One of my favorite, if not my favorite guys to actually PC and collect. I didn't spend a ton of time looking, but I did just search by his name because I was more curious on the Griffey thing. There's a couple things that stood out to me about the PWCC weekly. By the way, they're a new sponsor. That's why we're talking about them. Good company, bought by Fanatics. Obviously, they're going to just keep growing under the Fanatics brand.
I have a lot of theories about what they're going to be doing in the future, but I cannot talk about them because I don't know what's true and what's not. So,
okay. One thing I did notice, there's a bunch of 89 Griffey rookies for some reason right now in this weekly auction in CSG holders. And they're the old ones, the CSG 9.5, the old hideous green labels.
Oh.
If you were ever looking for like a buy and crack situation, yeah. CSG gets no hobby love. It's amazing. There's a few nice ones on there for that reason you could do. The other one, though, that stood out to me, I've liked this card for you. I don't even know what it's worth. I think it's cheap. 1995 SP Platinum Power Griffey. It's an old school die cut card. I've owned that card 50,000 times in my life. I think it's an awesome card. It's a PSA 9. I think it's probably cheap. So they have that. They also have a couple sealed boxes. This all ends Sunday. Ooh, I am going to bid on these because these would be actually cool to break by the pack. 89 Upper Deck. So there's the high number and the low number. I forget which one you get more. I'm assuming the low number. It's a small checklist. You get a couple more Griffies. I'm all about buying those just to break by the pack. I think it's a cool thing to do. So there's a couple sealed boxes there. The rest of the Griffies are kind of boring. Just very standard, run-of-the-mill. I was hoping to find like a Tiffany or the old Flair Glossy. Those are the two rookies of his that rarely come up in high grade.
A Tiffany?
Topps Tiffany. It's an insert. It's an SP version of it.
Is that like in reference to like Tiffany, like the company, like fancy glass or whatever it is?
He has a cousin named Tiffany, so don't overthink it, pal. And then also Flair has the glossy variation. Those are always on my watch list anywhere I'm looking for Griffey stuff. There are none of those for sale right now. But I was happy to see the 95 SP and a couple of the 89 sealed boxes.
Nice.
Okay. Boom, roasted. Do they have any batteries for sale? Get this freaking thermostat working.
The fun fact about the Mark Hamill is apparently he just went up for, this has already been sold out. He is signing for the first time in a very long time. Bright.
He's in the new Topps product, right?
The
Topps Chrome.
Oh, yes. In one of those products, he did sign, but this is the first time like he's doing a signing.
Oh, a public signing.
Yes. Yeah. Brian Rice reached out about it. The buy-in to actually buy a ticket to get autos.
200
sold out same day, obviously, very, very quickly. How much do you think? 200?
Way more.
$500. It includes like an inscription. Dude, for like a few words.
He literally died transport, like showing a vision of himself. That's the guy you're spending $500 to get an auto of. I'm sorry. I like my Jedi to live.
That being said, there's a number of Star Wars cards listed.
Jedi
right now,
Knight, so. Never a Jedi Master, by the way. I don't think Skywalker ever became a Jedi Master.
I'm so confused as how you know that much about Star Wars.
He's literally just drinking himself to death on some random island.
That blue milk?
Yeah, just drinking away. Just right,
from the udder? I was going to say teat too. Can we say teat?
Milk sack?
Udder. I think it's udder.
I mean, this is the guy you're spending $500 for?
Sports cards nonsense.
He's a hobo
nonsense.
On a freaking island.
He is a space hobo, isn't he?
Seriously.
He's a space hobo. What the heck? Why are we idolizing this man?
He's needy because he leaves like some pieces on how to kind of find him. Like, you either want to be found or you don't, bro. It's okay if you don't, but let's be.
Exactly. He just wanted attention.
And then he shows up. It's like, come on. Here's what a real guy does. You don't show up as a hologram. You show up as a real Jedi and take the dude out.
Dude, yes. Don't fake it.
Why is a Jedi always stupid, by the way? Always. They never finished the job.
The Sith were actually pretty cool.
And smart.
And they were like, they had those dark colors, like red or just all black. Golly.
And they're smart.
Yeah, they were.
When they go out, they do it.
Palpatine had a plan. Like, he had a long-term plan.
Dude faked everybody for like 80 years.
Seriously, what are we doing?
Not to mention, like, not for nothing, the guy has a hood on. His whole face is shown. You couldn't tell the difference?
Qui-Gon Jinn looked like a flipping hippie. What was with the long hair? They all have, actually, Qui-Gon, they all have long hair and terrible ponytails.
By the way, Qui-Gon Jinn was a liar, too. Not even a Jedi. Got killed.
Just they had a
burn,
liar.
Well, they had to burn his body.
He wasn't even supposed to be training him. He decided to do it against Council's wishes.
A Jedi's body disappears when he's killed. Qui-Gon dies. End of episode one, the worst Star Wars movie. You know what's happening? They're burning his body. You don't cremate Jedi. That's my thing.
Whoa.
You want to know why you're losing the war? You're following some freaking green Muppet and you got idiots like Qui-Gon who can't finish the job.
Do you know
real life Liam Neeson finishes the Sith himself?
There is a segment of our listeners that have never been happier with what they're hearing.
It's a small segment. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You replace Qui-Gon Jinn with real life Liam Neeson. He picks up the phone. He calls the Emperor.
Yes.
I know who you are. I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you. He finishes the Sith episode. There is no
episode.
There
one,
are no three trilogies.
The end.
That's it.
The prequel.
Liam enters. He shoots the guy with the double-sided red sword. He starts laughing because these idiots are using swords and not guns. Walks away victorious.
He could have just shot him from like a mile away instead.
What I'm saying, though, all this stuff.
What are they doing?
Yeah, exactly. It's a nonsense. We can be done. I don't want to talk about anything else.
We have to do some mailbag.
What?
Actually, there are a couple other things we wanted to talk about. We do have to mention your neck of the woods if you're going to be up in the Northeast.
Maine?
Maine and Connecticut. There are
that
some
is not my neck of the woods.
It's New England. Please.
Connecticut is full of yuppies. Who wish they could be New Yorkers.
Northeast Sports Cards Expo has two card shows coming up. One in Portland, Maine. One in Stamford, Connecticut.
Portland, Maine. One of my favorite cities. Literally one of my favorite little big cities.
Really?
Actually, just a little city. I don't know how hipster it's become in a few years.
It's got to be.
I wonder.
I've heard people that I know wanting to go there, which means it's hipster.
I'll tell you right now, Portland used to be an awesome little downtown. Like a small Nashville. Just a cool... And then 20 minutes outside of the city is where I could go to my fish auctions. You do everything you want in Portland, Maine.
Was that while you were bird watching? Mike's a big birder for anybody who didn't know that.
My mom's a big birder. I was a big fish guy. I had blue frontosis.
Shut up, dude. Stop with this.
Males
what we are learning from you now that you're a father is absolutely insane.
Male frontosis, one in every seven. They are vastly outnumbered by the females.
I just have to say, like, this could all be lies, people.
They live in brackish water. It's not salt. It's not fresh. It's a nice little mixture. Brackish water.
God, this is disgusting.
So go to the Portland show. Go overseas Northeast Sports Card Expo.
Northeast
Sports Card Expo. Grab you some cardboard, then go hit up a fish auction.
Go on September 23rd and 24th to Portland, Maine.
That's this weekend.
That show is this weekend.
I'm not going.
It's going to be a big show. Biggest in Maine. 200-plus tables. There's going to be a ton of different signers there from the Northeast. I've got a whole list. I'll pull it up here. But
honestly, can you put it on the screen? Because you're not going
to... Oh, yeah. I'd be interested to see who you actually know from this list. You probably know a decent amount.
Probably know a decent amount, idiot.
What does that mean? Are you the way you are? There you go. Guests include people like New York Mets players Dwight Gooden, Nelson Figueroa, former Knicks players Gerald Wilkins, former heavyweight boxing champion Ray Mercer, A lot of other people. That's who's going.
It's George Clooney. Jerry Cooney, not quite George Clooney.
But very close, though. There's a lot of people going to that one.
The list disappeared. Okay.
Yeah, you saw all you needed to see on that one.
Keep talking.
Next episode, or I'm sorry, next
Jim Calhoun. Okay.
Dude, come stop reading these.
I like Jim Calhoun.
Do you actually know who that is?
Yeah, big time basketball coach.
Okay.
Do you actually know who that is?
No, you know I don't.
Child.
That's neither here nor there. So the one in Stamford, that is October 7th and October 8th, Saturday and Sunday. Even bigger, basically twice the size as far as it's 50,000 square feet. This is going to be at the Armin Hotel in Stamford, 300 vendor tables. Do you know any of these people? A lot of them are similar people. You got Boston Brewers head coach, Mike Milbury.
That's not the word that follows Boston there. Boston Bruins.
What did I say?
Boston Brewers. Okay.
There you go.
There's your death throes.
Who's Doink the Clown in WWE? You don't remember that?
Dink and Doink.
No, I don't remember Doink. Wait, only Doink, not Dink? Bro.
I wonder if Carlos knows them. I'm going to say even money. Carlos knows. Carlos strikes me as an old school wrestling fan.
I don't think he is.
Carlos, wrestling fan or not, back in the day.
No idea.
Yeah. No, Carlos so well.
I'm pretty sure they were tag team guys. I gotta look it up now.
You got those shows coming up. If you're in the Northeast, you guys want to head to some shows. Those are the ones. We're going to hit your mailbag coming up here. Oh, one last thing before we do that.
Dude, this guy is scary looking. Holy crap.
Who?
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
Oh my goodness. Jeez. They were. Yeah, they were. I thought it was Dink and Doink. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it was just Doink.
So while things are up in the air with Panini, there are still things coming out. And that specifically means they're doing something really cool. They're taking all the NFT. So this is NFT talk. So just so you know, but they're doing something really cool with it. I can't talk about what that means, but it does mean that if you have cards from the past, not even like future things, if you have cards from the past, you're going to be able to do more. There's going to be a lot of utility added. The new guy who took over NFTs, that's his whole thing is utility. And I kind of love that because it means more things that you can do with them and trade in for them and do things that will be happening soon. But that being said, Friday is the release of the 2022-23 Best of NBA Inserts. They're basically taking all of these really cool, low numbered, everything's 99 or less is in numbering. They've all these really low number ones have sold really well. This is going to be released at 10 a.m. Central Time, and they're taking inserts from packs that never got ripped or they got burned or whatever, putting them into these packs. And yeah, I've seen some of the cards in there. I think I'm getting some free ones that I'm going to be giving to you guys. I've not gotten them yet, but once I do, I will let you know. And then we'll talk more about NIL deals that they've been doing and have coming up here shortly as well.
He would squirt children with trick flowers and delight in making tykes cry. Here's my favorite line. I think it was just Doink. I don't see a Dink. I thought it was Dink and Doink.
Do you have any Dink or Doink cards? Do you think the evil clown astonished
WWE viewers by attacking opponents with prosthetic clown limbs?
What?
That's right on the WWE superstar page.
The gleam in his eyes and his grin
could not hide the twisted monster that lurked behind the clown makeup and costume.
Twisted monster.
But he was no joke in the ring. Hitting people with clown prosthetics, but no joke in the ring.
2012 Doink the Clown Topps Heritage WWE wrestling card. I'm buying this card right now. Oh, flip. I'm looking at the sold ones. You know how much it just sold? Free shipping, $1.99. This card will haunt my dreams forever. Look at this guy. Look at what he looks like on this card. Does that not terrify you? Doink the Clown.
Where's the prosthetic?
I don't know. There's no prosthetic in that card.
Scroll down a little bit more on that wrestling page. There were some weird characters back then.
I think we just upped the value of that card.
Yeah, we're pumping cards.
We're pumping, dumping doinks.
What in the world am I looking at?
All right, I'm saving that for after the show. I'm going to make a buy. All right, mailbag. Mailbag comes from a lot of people. A lot of people hit up mailbag today. A lot of people who we don't usually hear from, which is great. Matt Witchy, the first one, he says, shame. I was loving the WWE products Panini were putting out. That is just a comment, but I did find it interesting because that has been the comment from a lot of people. They really enjoy the WWE product that has been out so far. So I am curious to see what that means for the future, especially as we've already speculated that possibly Fanatics goes after IP from Panini's licensing or buyout deal. So we shall see. Michael Cianfrone says, are checklists becoming too bloated? Topps Chrome Sapphire had a checklist of 600 plus.
Maybe the worst product of the year, by the way.
Bowman Chrome Auto checklist is up nearly 20% from last year. There is someone who commented on it. Actually, it was Tiffenbach said, Sapphire has always been this way.
Maybe. This year's Topps Chrome Sapphire is dog crap.
Really?
Oh, absolute garbage. Yep.
Oh, well.
In general, though, like, no, the Bowman, I mean, I think of average 115 to 120 in autos this year, it's 134. I mean, it's not that drastic.
Yeah, not that big.
But Chrome Sapphire for sure. Watered down filth. Yep.
Let's see. Daniel Manriquez. There we go. Aren't we worried? Total hobby takeover. Won't they control the total market? He's referencing, obviously, Fanatics here.
Monopolies are scary, unless you're playing the game with a monocle.
Should we do that? Just stream us playing Monopoly?
Nope.
That would be terrible.
Next bad idea.
Justin Roush. He says, I don't see many breaks where the buyer, the buyer gets a pack. He's talking about pack breaks where you're just buying an actual pack. Why is that? He wants to know.
Risk on the term on the part of the breaker. Let's use Bowman Chrome. I don't know how many packs are in a Bowman Chrome box, the two mini boxes.
Yeah.
If I open up and sell them by the box and you hit both autos early, what do I do with the rest of the packs?
So couldn't you just pre-sell?
You could. It's also just a lot of work. Why would I have to do it by the pack when I could? I'm not opposed to it, by the way.
Yeah.
We actually do, I mean, until I shut things down, we were doing one night a week, at least one of the shows one night a week, we were selling things by the pack. And I usually did it with cheap stuff, Prism Baseball, Chrome Platinum Anniversary Baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it, but I think that is the risk. And the other thing is, how long is it going to take me to sell all these packs just to sell one box? It's a numbers game. If I only have so much time to be live, I've got to capitalize on what I can sell when I'm live.
Makes sense. Okay.
By the way, my return to breaking is tomorrow, but I'm going to be posting breaks like a maniac starting tonight. Card Shop Live and the Facebook group. We're doing full cases, mixers. I have two nights in a row to break. Hannah's going to take care of the kid. You're going to assist with the wife, I've been told. So for the Friday, Saturday, I'm going to be breaking like a maniac, but I will start posting breaks tonight.
If that is the case, you got to confirm with the missus.
Hannah, confirm. Thanks.
You know, she's on
the next question.
Cody James, we already went over that. Thank you. Alex Warwick, what's the future for Panini? Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
Nicholas Holmstrom. It's not like it's going to get any worse. He made this comment. I thought it was interesting just because I think he just means like the overall market or things for Panini. Do you think there's a world where they don't continue to make like soccer stickers? Cause that's kind of where they got started, right? That's my ultimate thing is, okay, all this happens. There's probably still a world where they continue on somewhere in the hobby as like the soccer people, because that's where they started. It would be kind of crazy for them to not be the soccer people anymore. I don't know. That was just my thought.
Very possible. Yeah.
Let's see. Matt Shones. Do you think Fanatics/Topps releasing Topps Finest, Topps Chrome, Pristine? Oh, we already kind of went over this. Yeah. He's basically saying in a span of 6 weeks, is that going to have an impact on wax singles pricing?
That's a different aspect of it. A little bit. Yeah, for sure. Again, there's just so much out there. What's going to rise to the top type of thing.
Okay. Ryan Johnson, it seems obvious that Fanatics has at least been involved with influencing the league/players associations to drop Panini early. Does this level of power/influence concern you as much as it does me?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. But at this point, they haven't done anything blatantly to negatively impact the hobby. Like, I guess you could say
there's fear, but we haven't seen the actual negative impact on the hobby, on the end user yet.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's fair. Yep.
Let's see. Jamie. Oh, this is what the comment I made earlier. Jamie Sanders had said, you've mentioned this being a contract year for SCN. How can we best support/promote you guys? I posted a link on the pod on Twitter. You know what you could do? Just share it. If you're in other Facebook groups, if you know other people who enjoy content about sports cards or just two guys talking about Star Wars, then share the link, share the podcast, share socials, all that good stuff. We'd love it. Mike Thompson, best way to get a hold of Lorcana, sold out. Or it's price gouged everywhere. I'm going to tell you, I still have not gotten mine. I reached out to the people. Because at this point, I'm just like, listen, maybe I'm just getting taken advantage of. I don't know what the deal is. But the comment I got was they significantly under anticipated what the demand was going to be. And even with the next reprint, that's the word I'm looking for, the reprint on product that's going to be coming out here shortly, that may not even be enough to fill demand that they've gotten, many others have, which honestly, it does make me feel better about the overall product itself. I am told that I am in the first top third of people who pre-bought, and hopefully I will be in that mix of people getting their product very soon. But other than that, man, I don't know what to tell you as far as where to get it, other than maybe Best Buy, Barnes and Noble. These are places that you wouldn't think of, like kind of off the beaten path for buying cards, that actually do sell them. And they sell them at retail pricing when they have it. So I would guess they'll probably get a little restock. It's just when and where, that's anyone's guess. Let's see. Jordan Wahlberger, when is Mike going back to selling cards? Oh, we already answered
tonight,
that one.
Tonight, JC, we got black boxes. We'll have singles. Tomorrow night. Things will go on sale tonight in the CSL store. So sports cards nonsense storefront on Card Shop Live. We got Immaculate. We got Pristine. We've got Cosmic. I got a little Bowman Chrome. I've got a ton of singles. We'll do some repack stuff. So on sale tonight in the Facebook group as well, SCN Breaks. But then actually breaking tomorrow and Saturday night. I'm have the kid in the room. He doesn't want to sleep at 2 a.m. I'll be ripping wax.
No, because I'm going to have that kid.
Not at 2 a.m. Yeah,
that's cool. There you go. That's your show. That's your mailbag. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Your aunt and cousin just left my house. Watch on the camera.
Oh, really? Yep. They doing okay?
Pooh Bear just left.
Oh, that aunt and cousin. Oh, I forgot she's in town. Oh, by the way, so there is a possibility that we may not have a show on Monday of next week, it's looking like. It's not our fault.
Oh, you want to do a live one next week then?
Oh, yeah, we might. Maybe we just do that. Maybe we do. Well, either way, we will have some kind of content. It may not be our regular podcast. It may be a YouTube live video thing. So if that is the case, we will let you guys know however it works out. But just keep that in mind.
Cool.
Close it out. Cards Nonsense.
Close it out.
Brought to you by The Ringer, powered by Spotify. We will be back. I almost had it. Stop looking at me, Swan. We'll be back very shortly. Definitely Thursday's normal podcast, maybe Monday, and we'll miss you until then. Goodbye.